Welcome to the Contact Center Expert Show. This show is hosted by Nancy Monroe, CEO of Verbal Transactions, a voice enablement technology company. Join our discussion on how you can make your contact center a well-oiled machine.
Hey, well, welcome to our studio audience here. Boy, they are excited today.
I love it. Wow, I've never had it. I wish I got this
yes.
at home.
I mean, my gosh, yeah, exactly. Me too. well, they're very excited because of our guest today. All right, calm down. So our guest today is John J. Ruby, who is president and CEO of GCOM out of Andover, New Jersey. John is past president of the New York chapter of PACE and current board member for 10 years and counting. He's also a current member of SOCAP at the New York chapter. So GCOM is actually an independent technology matchmaking firm working in the contact center industry for close to 26 years, and John's firm delivers a consultative and unbiased approach while presenting their clients with the latest in technology industry trends and regulations, as well as all facets of telecommunications to run your operations successfully, especially in today's heavily regulated space, which is even getting more regulated. And so John, yes, heavily, exactly. And so what John does, he brings, you know, a multitude of different technologies and different solution sets, and, you know, presenting minimum, you know, at least three options for the suppliers hosted PBX systems, as well as different telecommunications suppliers to best fit the client's needs. And guess what? His services are absolutely, the research is absolutely free to the client. He's compensated with the relationships and suppliers that he's had for years. And so, it's truly an unbiased opinion, and he really wants to find the best solution for those contact centers that he works with out there in the space today. So welcome, John.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For that intro.
It's great. Yeah, and we haven't really had somebody with your – necessarily with your background on the show in the past. We've had consultants, but not necessarily people that are, you know, really deep into evaluating the different technology platforms out there and really working with the suppliers out there to really uncover, you know, what those features and functionalities are that best fit the need for your customer. And you and I met in New York. I went to the PACE chapter event in New York, which is really interesting, and you know, a lot of the technologies that were talked about are obviously the buzzwords that we hear today: AI, data analytics, digital transformation. You know, so there's a lot of people, you know, wondering, okay, how, you know, what is that? You know, does it make sense for my contact center to do that? And so, what are the benefits of that? So, when you and I spoke, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, when I think of, you know, somebody says, well, what's AI? And I just say, you know, it all comes down to one word, automation. Mm-hmm. You know, automating something that enables the business to perform better or enables an individual to perform better. And I think you're going to – you've got some great examples of technology platforms out there that you've actually been working with. And so, you know, maybe give our listeners a sense of, you know – you had to pick kind of the top one or two out there that you seem to think that makes sense for contact centers to look into, or you know, something that they could easily transition from maybe their existing platform into something today that would get them into that AI space quicker.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I'll go back and I'll give you a quick little story. I was actually you know, solicited just via LinkedIn by a company that is a major partner of mine right now that we'll get into. But they, you know, were just starting out with, you know, artificial intelligence and operational intelligence, and they were trying to get the word out on their company, fairly new to the contact center industry. They worked with corporate America, and actually they worked in the Pentagon and in Washington, D.C. They won an RFP with the Pentagon and got their operational intelligence working down in D.C. But they wanted to get into the call center space just because they felt that, you know, just by looking at a visual 1,000 feet up, I think this could really work out. So the the owner of the company that which is Visual Q. They're out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and they were, like I said, working out of the with various Fortune 500 companies, but more on operational intelligence side. And the owner at that point in time was Kerry Kilger, and he actually teamed up with a gentleman, Dan Handy, who has a contact center background. And they said, no, this would be a great fit with Dan, because Dan owned various different contact centers for over the years. He would build them up, sell them, build them up, sell them. And he's like, wow, this is actually something that I would love to get my hands on, because I thought this is a missing piece throughout my years that I could have really used. And with technology where it is today, this would be fantastic. And that's how my company even operates. I see something that actually captivated my interest just via LinkedIn when they contacted me and said, hey, we see your background, your years, your tenure. What do you think about this? Mm-hmm. And they gave me their demo, and I'm like, wow, I could really see a use for this, as well as, you know, selling it in my portfolio, and let me give it a try. And then also it just started, you know, AI has been around for a couple of years, but people they heard about it, but they didn't know how to implement it, and I know that just because I tried to give seminars with Pace on the subject, and we really couldn't fill the seats. So it wasn't until just recently, and our most recent gathering, as you brought up, over in New York, that we started. People are starting to go, okay, you know what? I'm hearing more and more about AI and even gamification. Let's take a closer look. So now people are starting to look a little more closely at the subject, and they want to get involved. They want to know more, and they're willing to either jump on a train, a car, or whatever, to go see or hear someone speak about this. So, anyway, this is where I came in with the gentleman from Visual Q, and it's been doing it really, really well. People love the fact that it gives you real-time feedback. Of course, everyone's always impatient, wants to know everything right away. Here, on what they call their patented product, or it's called a tile. It just sits up in the upper right-hand corner of your agent's screen, and it gives you instant feedback on any type of up to actually 60, 63 KPIs that you can basically customize with your team and with the team from Visual Q to say, hey, I want to know, you know, when they come back from, you know, from lunch, that they're only on their 15-minute break. If they're not at their desk receiving calls, especially on remote agents, are they on the phone too long? Are their wrap-ups too long? Are they getting off the phone and jumping to another call too quickly? All different KPIs that you want to see, because obviously every call center is different. What you might do, you have various different plateaus you want to see your agents hit. So their claim to fame is, not only does this help the agent, because the agent at any given moment can see where they stand, and they can see where they might be having trouble. They can see where they're exceeding. And this is good feedback for the agent, because they're going to sit there and try to teach their way during the day. They want to know, or how do I get to get out of, say, the red to the yellow to the green, so I know I'm at least succeeding. And at the same time, the agent managers are actually seeing their group, because normally I'd say it's a the typical, what I find out there is there's a 15-to-1 ratio with the agent supervisors and the agents themselves. So at the end of the day or at the end of the week, the agents always take the wrap-ups, their feedback from each agent, how they did, and they've got to write their own reports on how each agent do, all the individuals that they're responsible for. But the best part is the supervisors can see at any given moment where each and every agent sits. So they can actually, what they have seen with visual key has seen that, you know, a typical 12 to 15 to 1, they can actually knock that up to 30 to 1 because you could just get your own reports done right there at the
yep.
drop of a button how your agent yep. is doing at any given time. And with their patented tile, they could look at a whole football field of agents and on their screen, and they could see who's in the yellow, who's in the green, who's
right.
in the red.
Right.
And they know who's having problems and what type of problems right then and there. So if you know that person is having a hard time wrapping up calls, you could actually walk over to that desk at that moment and say, okay, you know, you don't have to listen in on someone to see, okay,
right.
Are they doing this, they doing that. Here, your tile will tell you if they're having issues. So, boom, you can get up out of your seat, and if they're remote, you could sit there and call them up and say, hey, I can see that, you know, you're not closing as many deals, or you're
mm-hmm.
not doing this. I'm going to send you back to class on this particular subject. So what they're finding out is on with the agents that the agents are trying to, you know, get themselves out of the yellows and the reds and trying to succeed to the greens. So it's making a better agent, and it's making a better customer experience because you've got a better agent trying to succeed. And with that, you know, obviously a big thing in the contact center space is the turnovers with agents. They come and go. If you have an agent that will stick around, that knows
mm-hmm.
they're doing well, or whatever they might be having trouble with, they could change it right then and there with either going back to some type of proper education or self-improving right then and there. And they see
yeah.
the turnover is been reduced by at least 20%, if not more, is from
oh.
various. Yeah, so that's huge, especially when it comes to, you know, retention with the agents. And,
well, the,
the
feedback aspect of it, so I did some research mm-hmm. around delayed feedback versus immediate feedback.
Instant. Yep.
And so because I have a simulation product that has a built-in bot that, you know, automatically gives you feedback based upon whether or not you're performing well in the simulation, so I could see where, you know, this immediate feedback that they're getting live on in the call versus waiting for their manager to maybe a week or a couple
mm-hmm.
weeks later come to them
yep.
to say, hey, you know, on this one call you had on this date, your CSAT score was in the toilet or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but because they can see it immediately in the moment that that's happening, you know, I think there's a huge benefit to that because you're right. The manager can't be hovering over every individual agent live in real time and start to coach them as that situation starts to unravel. Or if it goes well,
absolutely.
You know. So if they're getting green, 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 you know, they know that they're doing well.
And also with the supervisor stations, you could actually see if there's any trends. If it's on, you know, only on Fridays
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
Jimmy is having issues, or you could go back 6 months to a year and just with a click of your mouse and see, okay, why are these only trends only happening on a certain day, or is it at the end of the month? Or there's so much different type of feedback you can get to,
right.
you know.
Yeah, because something,
you know,
something that came up yesterday in an event I was at, it's a healthcare organization, and they have a certain time, average handle time that they're supposed to stay within.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you can't solve a customer's issue in that window of time. And so what they were challenged with is like, yeah, we'd like to, you know, kind of modify that or allow people to spend more time on the phone. But, you know, if you had this, you know, so their problem was, well, first of all, there's a much bigger issue here at hand. In the healthcare industry, you're stuck with that provider regardless. So there's no incentive
yeah.
for that hospital to change that, because unless they get dinged from compensation they're getting for Medicaid or Medicare because they didn't have good customer support situations, they're not going to change. So
yeah.
there's
no.
a bigger issue we couldn't address there.
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, so they're watching, you know, so they need to say, okay, what's more important to us? And so I'm guessing that this visual cue product can weight or put weighted criteria on it as well.
Well,
you
could
that,
always see if – I'm sorry. If it, it could tell,
yeah, so
like,
how
if,
is
you're,
it set up?
if you're on, like, you know, once – let's just say you're given 20 minutes per person that might call in. That's when the max time is. You will get the yellow lights come on once you hit that, like, 18. These are the kind of the KPIs that you could set up that you'll get that warning, like, okay, wrap it up. And then, okay, once you go over that 20-minute mark, you'll get the red, and the agent will know, okay, I got to wrap this up because I'm already in the red. So things of that nature. But what they also introduced recently is, you know, gamification. Another huge buzzword that's been doing you know, well for me is as well as long as with the AI on the artificial intelligence aspect of it is what they do is with your agents they stack them. They know, you know, who is the best agent at any given moment, any given day, any given hour. Who's your top performers? So when calls come in, you can actually spread the wealth out and say, okay, when they come in on this particular number or this particular client, we know we're going to send them to our best closer, our number one agents, and then go from the top down. So it will always go to the top agent. It always figures out who's got the hot hand, so to speak.
Right.
So The customers seem to really, really like that aspect of things. But also with now, you know, there's gamification. They, you know, of course, you know, like I said, you know, agent turnover is a very big thing in the contact center industry, and they're always trying to find ways to obviously reduce that within a contact center and keep the agents, you know, happy, walk away from work each day, feeling productive. So now, you know, with gamification, along with the, you know, real-time operational intelligence, here it shows it has a bulletin board. It shows where the agent sits amongst its peers. Yeah, and so and then there's a you know, you can arrange a company store that once an agent fulfills certain goals, they get, quote, coins on any given day, and then at the end of the month, at the end of 2 or 3 months, they could actually turn those coins into some type of prize. And I know a lot of call centers might have those prizes, but at the same time here, you could see how your, quote, piggy bank is doing on any given hour. So you know in the company store there's a Wii or there's a iPad that you want to you know, bring home next month. Well, you know at any given time how much you may need and what you got to do to hit those particular goals. So you can see your piggy bank increase with every single day. And there are just things you could do. You could always have the billboard that you could have. You could be ranked amongst your peers.
Leaderboard.
So, and now this is even with remote agents throughout the country and the world. You can see where everyone's stacked, how you're doing against your peers. You know,
it helps build camaraderie. I know there's a big push for agent engagement, you know, so there's I could certainly see where it would support that agent engagement. And, because years ago I used to be an inside sales rep, and we would have all kinds of little competitions and things like that. I just think it's a friendly kind of morale builder, and but it's tied directly to, you know, what's required of their job and the KPIs that they're working towards. So it's versus just, you know, who, you know, I'm trying to think some of the things that we did that weren't necessarily, they were still tied to performance, but, you know, it wasn't something that we could monitor as closely, or some people could even sandbag it, you know, hiding and wait till the very end where, you know, the value of the prize gets bigger and that it's sitting on stuff. So, you know, there's no hiding with this type of technology from what you're saying. But, and remote agents too. That's really big, because that's really hard to build morale and teamwork around people that are, you know, 100% remote. And I see an increase, and I'm sure you do, I see an increase in organizations, you know, having to go to remote because they've tapped out their, you know, employment pool with the employment rate so low these days. It's like, yeah,
exactly
we got to go
right.
remote.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really neat.
I know.
So I was going to ask you, so do you have an example of a customer that you've introduced this technology platform to, and, you know, what was their operation like before and after implementing it?
They were, you know, a couple of clients I have already signed up that they, you know, ran a very successful, you know, a contact center. But when we introduced the product to them, they're like, oh, wow, I can definitely see this work. And you'll be surprised, even though, you know, looking at it, you say, oh, this looks great. I'd love to, you know, bring this in, see how it works. And what VisualQ did, they also said, hey, we'll let you run with it for, you know, for 10 days, 20 days, and see what you thought.
Oh,
we know
great.
The ROI, you will see the ROI, you know, within 30 days. The return on your investment will, between morale, sales, turnover, you name it, it'll pay for itself in a heartbeat. But what they have now with the gamification, you know, which is VisualQ 2.0, but now there's kind of like a VisualQ 2.2 for BPOs. A couple of my clients that are signed up were BPOs, and what they said is, like, you know, for a BPO, we've got so many different you know, clients that we work with, you know, each, you know, we can't have a certain set of KPIs for this client, but we need a whole bunch that are completely different for this client.
So they
had to basically go to the drawing board and say, okay, now we have VisualQ 2.2 with gamification for the BPO industry. So now you could work in the same shop, working on various different customers and clientele, and get your all different type of KPIs for each and every client.
Wow.
That took a little work and extra time to accommodate it, but once, you know, when it was completely done, yeah, we got a lot of wows.
That's awesome. That's great. That would be. Now, does it piggyback onto, let's say you're not a BPO, but just a straight-out call center, does it piggyback onto your existing PBX system, or, you know, is it a separate, just a browser-based type of application?
Nope, it lays right over. As long as your current you know, PBX or your contact center software has APIs that could give them feedback, they could work with any software company out there. So, you know, it just takes a little bit extra time because, you know, they have worked with, you know, a lot of the big type of software companies out there, but you still get the smaller ones coming in that they haven't. So then they've got to work with their engineers and with the VisualQ engineers to say, okay, we got to get set up and we've got to know your system. So, you know, it is compatible with ours. So, because if, like, you know, for example, Five9 or InContact or Genesys, they've already interacted with them. So when a client comes on board, they could do it rather quickly because they're very familiar with the software. They're already interacting. So turn-ups are very simple. But like I said, as long as they have an open API, they're compatible, they can work with them. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, if it's a new particular software compared to one they've worked with in the past, it just tacks on an extra 2 weeks or so of, you know, engineering.
Yeah, that's so. Well, and in Utah, they're kind of a hotbed for a lot of technology type stuff, so that they're in a good area there for talent to help them, you know, build those applications and get them up to get them market ready pretty quickly, I would
think. So very true. So they're surrounded by companies that do just that, exactly. I asked that question before. So, but the original owner, Kerry, was actually from Florida, and he knew that he had to make the move up to Utah to not only, work with the people that would need to help him set it up and go beyond where he was with just on the real-time visual cue products, expand to the contact center industry. They relocated the headquarters up into the Salt Lake City area.
Okay, wow, that's pretty forward thinking of him then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and it's part your Dan Handy was from the area, so that
helped.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Sure. And Salt Lake's not a bad place to live. I've been there a few times, but so for my final question, since you you're really actively involved in evaluating the technologies out there for the contact center space, are there either A, pitfalls that you've seen that you want to recommend people stay away from, or B, what should people be looking forward thinking into in the next 12 months?
You stated in the very beginning in the introduction, I always take, each and every client as they come, what their needs are, just because it's ever changing, not only the clients, but the environment, the regulations,
mm-hmm.
what they can and
mm-hmm.
cannot do. And
right.
You know what? Sometimes you get the larger software companies that to, make the particular changes or to customize is very hard for them to do, even though,
mm-hmm.
they've been around for a long time and
right.
sometimes they're pretty expensive. But you'll be surprised that the medium-range software companies that are willing to adapt, and then if there's any particular changes that you want or need for your center, they're more than willing to help you out.
Yeah,
so,
much more nimble that way.
Exactly right. And let's face it, they're more eager for your business.
like me.
Yeah. So I always say, hey, you might want to take a look at these guys, because
mm-hmm.
they might be able to accommodate your special needs as opposed
sure.
to the larger, not saying that, the larger guys don't know what they're doing because they obviously been around, they've been successful,
right.
but
right.
they also, for them to make any particular changes is, it's like trying to pass a bill in Washington. It's going to take a long time. So these more nimble type places might be able to accommodate you. Check it out, because I've seen some really cool things happen very quickly, and
mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of clients do cartwheels with the somewhat smaller companies.
I would agree with that. I wrote a white paper a long time ago. There used to be a show with Kathy Griffin, like she's on the B list instead of the A list. I said,
mm-hmm.
If you think about those companies that are on the B list, you're going to get their A team every time, though, because that's all they have.
Yep.
So consider those smaller companies out there, because all the experts are going to handle you regardless of the size of client you are. They're not going to give you preferential treatment if you're big guns or little guns. You're going to get the same team every single time.
And you know what? And at the same token, is all those A teams, their employees are the ones that, their ex employees are the ones that are starting the B teams now. So
mm-hmm.
all the people from the A-team companies, well, their engineers decided, hey, I'm going to go on my own
mm-hmm.
because I can do this and I can actually own a piece of the pie.
Right.
And
right.
So whenever you talk to these smaller companies, they're like, well, yeah, I was with XYZ company for 20
mm-hmm.
years, decided
mm-hmm. You're right.
With my colleagues, let's go do this. So you're getting, the top technology. Just that, maybe a smaller price, but the same engineers
yep.
that are right
yeah.
are writing code.
No, that's an excellent point. So on that note, I think we're going to wrap it up. And our audience just loved it. They had a great time.
Oh.
They're like, where's the bar? It's a little early for that, but.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, John. I really appreciate your time today, and. I'm sure we'll have you on some other time down the road.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.